This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Five oh five in the evening. Should parents argue in front or away from their children? A new study said that it's actually okay to fight in front of your kids, and if done right, children can get better emotional security and gain coping and social skills. And what exactly does it mean to do it right? Well, you can't have emotional outbursts, name calling, or aggression, and it's still best to leave the more emotional arguments out of sight. For example, if you are discussing infidelity, the ones you can have in front of your kids are the ones where the problems can be solved and where both parties focus on working on a solution together. It's also important to kiss and make up, especially for smaller kids. We want to know what you think. Should parents fight in front of their children? And did your parents argue when you were around? We want to know. Call 7733-2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. I think, if anything, this piece just points to the fact that parenting is extremely difficult.
Well, neither of us are parents. and I was also raised by a single mother. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have the issue of parents arguing in front of me. But I've been doing my own little survey, asking around. And I laid out to them the findings in this report.
Yeah.
And one thing that people who are parents and kids from arguing type families was they pointed out, yes, it's about inclusivity. Mm-hmm. If you do argue in front of the kids, it's about including them in the family issues, treating them almost like adults. And one thing you mentioned about the kiss and makeup is incredibly important, it seems, that it is necessary to physically show that mommy and daddy are hugging, mm-hmm. and that it's not the end of the world. So I never really thought about it. I always thought, yeah, not in front of the kids. My God, don't traumatize the kids. But having read this article, although I'm a little bit concerned about some of the methodology, it's interesting to treat them like young adults.
The thing about this research is that it assumes most, if not all, adults are emotionally healthy, emotionally mature, and have a very good relationship with each other. That's not often the case. Being an adult, we do carry so much baggage with us, and we always risk passing that on to our children, no matter what it is, right? If, let's say, your relationship isn't the most stable with your partner, you can end up passing on that whole burden to your child, and that, you know, unfortunately affects the child's development. So, yeah, I mean, just going back to the point, parenting is just so difficult, and I can't imagine just ever being one.
Well, I'm twice your age, and I'm over 50 now, and I kind of feel that actually the people who do have the emotional maturity and the life experience to be able to raise children are now of the age where they would be grandparents, whereas people who often have kids, I mean, you know, if I'd had a kid when I was your age, mm-hmm. Kelvin, I could be a grandparent by now, and if I was. If I look back to, say, when I was like 20 and I imagined myself having children, like what did I know? But I guess you learn on the job. You learn a lot on the job.
Yeah, and this also doesn't include some of the more difficult conversations that some parents may have to have, which of course includes divorce. And I think that's usually the bit where we really do try to keep children out of. And you know, I think even for the adults themselves, it is a difficult conversation to have between each other.
Sure.
So,
yeah. But I know plenty of people who grew up in arguing households, parents arguing all the time, and they wish that their parents had got divorced. I was just talking to someone just now, and she was saying that her parents did get divorced when she was very young. Mm. But she was happy because finally the arguing would stop.
Yeah, and strangely, sometimes the divorce does actually improve the relationship between both parents.
I've heard of that too. I think it doesn't often happen. There's a reason why they got divorced.
You can call us with your thoughts. Should parents argue in front of their children? Did your parents argue when you were around, and how did you feel? We want to know. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we will get some insight from clinical psychologist Dr. Chua Suk Ting. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Building fit Malaysians, BFM 89.9.
It's Kelvin and Cam on the Evening Edition. We've been talking about new research that suggests that it's actually okay for parents to argue in front of their kids. We have on the line clinical psychologist Dr. Chua Suk Ning. Suk Ning, thanks for joining us. What do you think about parents arguing in front of your children? Does it cause long-term beneficial or, well, long-term adverse effects in children?
I think in the general rule is that people say no, but there's seems to be more and more research coming out that says it depends on, I guess, how the argument is conducted or how it goes, whether it's violent, whether there's a lot of hostility, whether there's reconciliation at the end. I think if it's done positively, then there probably is beneficial effect. There's a lot of research just showing that hostility in the family environment is negative for kids. So, however, we're talking about sort of positive conflict styles where I think issues are talked about openly and honestly and both parties trying to negotiate a solution and a resolution to the problem. I think that's really beneficial for the kids.
Do different types of arguments have different effects? For example, an argument without a resolution versus an argument with a resolution, or when using raised or hushed voices?
So if you, I don't think that every argument will, you know, have a happy resolution, but, you know, arguments I think that are characterized by a lot of negative emotion, hostility, resentment, you know, even one party looking down on the other, you know, so that I despise you. Those arguments, it really doesn't matter whether you're speaking very softly or you know, you're shouting. I think the negative emotions will have a negative effect both on the couple relationship and as well as the kids. Arguments, however, I mean, we have arguments every day, and it's about how I think that fundamentally both parties are committed to working it out, are willing to listen to one another, and even if the resolution is, you know, meeting both parties partway, and it's sort of you're learning how to negotiate conflict and negotiate within a relationship rather than, I think growing up thinking that, you know, nobody ever argues, or when an argument happens, it necessarily leads to a very negative outcome.
When you're in the middle of an argument, you're likely to be extremely emotional and not in complete control of your actions. How do you balance between expressing your own feelings while at the same time protecting your children?
Yeah, if you're very emotional, it's probably best not to start the argument. It's okay to take some time out and to say, you know, if I start talking now, I'll probably maybe get out of control. And so don't start that. There's a balance between expressing your feelings, like using words. I don't mean to sound condescending, but, you know, describing what you're feeling as opposed to acting it out. So I could say, I'm feeling really angry because I felt that I wasn't heard, or I could just kind of yell at you and start throwing things, and that's obviously a very extreme example of things. It's not do I express my feelings, it's what am I expressing and how am I expressing my feelings. And if the conflict is going to obviously become very hostile and particularly if it's violent, then don't do it in front of your kids.
By doing that, is there a risk of children internalizing conflict and preventing them from voicing their feelings to parents who might be able to help?
Probably, if a kid sees parents yelling, they're going to be really afraid. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question. You know, would that prevent children from expressing it? I don't think it's teaching children how to express their feelings in a productive manner, you know, in a healthy way. Often I think we don't have good models of emotional expression, partly because our culture doesn't promote it that much. So seeing parents model a healthy and adaptive way of emotional expression is really good for kids. seeing your parents model an unhealthy way of emotional expressions, where there's maybe a lot of shouting or even physical violence, that's going to be detrimental.
How should parents discuss or explain their arguments to their children?
I think talk about things openly without going into too much detail. Children may not need to know the exact detail of the argument, but they obviously have picked up that mom and dad are not happy with one another or not happy with themselves. Children often internalize parental conflict and end up blaming themselves. So, you know, it's good to talk about it openly, at least give enough of an idea to the child that, you know, this is not your fault and this is not about you, and that we are working things out in this way. Children might end up feeling helpless at certain points too, you know, and they might try to, I think, help parents get over the argument. So it would be helpful if parents could be open with it and maybe even help the child understand what they could do during that time.
You mentioned the difficulty we might have expressing emotions due to our culture. How should coping skills, discussion skills, and negotiation skills be taught to kids in the best way?
Right. That assumes that we know what to do. I'm going to assume that we probably don't know what the right way of doing things are first. So if you're finding yourself having a lot of fights with your partner, and a lot of conflict, I would recommend seeing a couples therapist first and then learning these important skills. If you don't have these skills, it's very hard to teach them to your kid. If you do have these skills and your discussion and negotiation skills are going great, then you're probably going to model some of that to your child. And as your child brings up certain conflict, or even with conflict with you, with mom or dad, that's going to be modeled as well. So it's not just, you know, I'm going to see my parents argue. Kids are going to argue with their parents too. And so it's the idea that conflict doesn't need to be scary and doesn't need to end, doesn't need to have a really negative, bad outcome, that it is possible to talk about things openly and even to get to some of the softer emotions. A lot of times conflict is, I think where conflict is scary is that there's just a lot of anger. But beneath the anger, there's a lot of hurt and sadness that doesn't always come out, you know. And if you hit those softer emotions, that's when conflict resolution probably, you know, is going to have more progress with that. And that's obviously, you know, if kid has seen mom and dad argue, then the resolution and the negotiation, you can talk about it with your child, or to even model it and show it explicitly that despite an argument, we're still going to make up. We're not going to sweep it under the rug and pretend nothing happened, but we can move forward and we can grow as a couple and as parents and as people.
Can you talk to us a bit more about the importance of these skills in the long term and how it applies to our relationships with other people?
I'm going to say crucial. I think often I see people who bear a lot of resentment and a lot of unhappiness because they don't know how to express themselves. And I'm not talking about people who are, you know, very blunt. It's not about bluntness. You know, there is a certain amount of assertiveness that one needs to have as well, and that I think in our Asian society we stay away from conflict, but we become passive aggressive, and those passive aggressive actions, you can think about it like even in the system or in any organization, it kind of fosters a really negative environment for others and also for ourselves. You know, our mental health definitely suffers, our relationship suffers, and our work suffers. So I think understanding how to deal with conflict in a healthy way and then how to get over it. You know, that we're not always going to get our perfect outcome. How do we move forward from that? Can we still be friends? Can I still be happy in this place? So I would say that these skills are crucial.
Suk Ning, thanks for speaking with us. That was clinical psychologist Dr. Chua Suk Ning. Should parents fight in front of their children? And did your parents argue when you were around? And how did that make you feel? We want to know. Call 7733-2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We have a message here which says that my parents fought a lot during my childhood days. Every fight wasn't settled immediately and it lasted for days. I'm the only child and I felt extremely sad and often got jealous of my friend's parents. Because of that, I've become antisocial. I'm afraid of noises and very scared to express myself. And I also don't fully trust my partner and get very anxious being in a crowd.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. It could be other factors actually involved that could lead to that sense of anxiety, but certainly the arguing parents. I mean, my father died when I was very young, and so I can understand. My father died when I was very young, but even before that, I have one image in my mind of my parents arguing and my mother crying. And as a 3 or 4 year old, it was the most terrifying thing I'd ever seen. Mm. And I think for me, it's like the definition of fear. But because he then died shortly after that, that image never got resolved. They never showed me that, you know, things were okay. And so, yes, if as our listener says here, that if it was constant and throughout the childhood and never being resolved and never being shown that there was a potential happy ending.
Yeah.
It must be really very terrifying. I can see that.
Yeah, I can also just imagine that too. And the thing also is that unfortunately, our parents are around usually when we are in our most formative years, and they are people we look up to. And whatever they're doing, we want to do. Whatever the values they have, we tend to pick those up too. So if we live like in a constant state of fear and insecurity, that's going to seep into your adulthood and into your relationship with others. And that's what also our expert earlier said. And it's just unfortunate that this happens in so many households. We no longer, and I'm hoping we no longer continue to grow up with the idea that a happy marriage is very common. That's, in my case, not been very true in most of my circles. Mm. And yeah, it just continues to be a problem that we see till today, that,
yes,
that, you know, adults don't always have the best relationships.
No, but I was speaking to somebody a short while, just recently, and she was saying that she does argue in front of the kids.
Yeah.
But she thinks that she's found the happy medium. Because if they're arguing, the parents are arguing about, say, money, this is something that does involve all the kids. Mm. So the kids are allowed to, encouraged to listen in, and then they will turn to the kids and talk about the issue, how it pertains to the kids and everybody, you know, don't worry, or you know, let's all think about saving money.
Yeah.
And then everybody's involved. And even if the kids are very young, you're feeling, oh, I have a role to play.
Yeah, that you are part of the solution.
Yeah, yeah.
You can keep your thoughts coming. Keep it here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.